ladies, before I continue with week 12, I just want to say how uber, super duper proud I am of you guys for making it this far. You're basically done. And it's not because of me, but it's because of you. It's because of the effort you've put in to building your six-figure blog business plan. And it's because you've done your affirmations. Now, if you're at this point and you're still feeling a little uneasy, what kind of self-sabotaging thoughts are you telling yourself? Because trust me, it took a lot these past 12 weeks to get you to where you are right now. Now, if you are feeling down because typically there are ebbs and flows in your business, go back. Look at where you started and look at where you are now. You have created this new lifestyle, this new blog, this new everything to encompass your passions and your drive. So for that, I am proud. Now, in the beginning, we started with a business plan. And just like in the beginning, I want to end with a business plan. This is not the last week you're going to hear from me because we're going to still do our lives. And that's where I'm going to help you really go into drive in fifth gear. I'm going to help you tailor your digital product because that's what's really going to be the meat and potatoes of your income. Yeah, affiliate markets really do have that potential of getting you there, but it's your own personal brand and your own product or service that's going to boost your income to another level. So let's revisit that business plan that I started with you. Now, when you look at your business plan, instead of going from the beginning, I want you to go all the way down to the end. And it's in the end where I talk about your sales forecasts. I wanted you to estimate your future sales and your desired income here. If you filled this out before, where are you now? Are you anywhere close? Are you super far? If you're super far, what is it that you're missing? What do you need to reevaluate or assess? Maybe there are some portions in the modules that you didn't quite master yet that is having you look at this from a different point of view. It's having this disparity from what you really want and what you're making. Are you really putting your all into finding that great affiliate network? Are you putting your all into finding a brand that is willing to pay, not just exchange products, but pay you for your worth? And if you're thinking, okay, maybe you don't have that traffic to really collaborate with that brand, what are you doing with your e-commerce? Because remember, a lot of your own products will drive your potential audience. It will drive your subscriber rates. It will drive your email list. And your email list is gold because those are the people that you will preach to. Those are the people that you're going to tell about your new blog post, your new product, so on and so forth. It's all a process, guys. So make sure you're looking at your sales forecast. Now, if you fall into the latter half where you are very close, what can you increase? What can you keep doing to make sure that you hit that sales forecast point? Because you have your total monthly expected income here in that same sheet. So you need to make sure that you are at least within a reasonable range. Maybe you need to cut some costs. Perhaps your cost for your email client server isn't the best. Or maybe you're not charging enough for your ad space. These are all things you have to reassess and constantly reassess. It's vital. It's really vital, guys, because this is what's going to keep you on track. So as you move up, remember we talked about your offline marketing strategies. Are you doing this? Are you speaking at events, depending on your niche? Are you talking to your family members, telling them, hey, make sure you tell people that I have this great resourceful blog that I sell cookbooks on or that I sell financial family planning tips on, so on and so forth. And then revisit your email funnel strategy. The reason why we have email funnels is because we like to study subscriber behaviors or our audience behaviors. Are you studying them correctly? looking at reevaluating and looking at your online strategies. These are all things you have to keep looking at. And another space that I want to revisit is your partnerships and networks, making sure that you align very well with the ones that you are trying to reach out to, because fact of the matter is, if it's something that's really not aligned with your audience, you shouldn't be looking into it. Don't do it just because of the money. And reevaluating your exposure goals. Really, guys, this is something we're going to do in our one-to-one meeting, especially going over your strengths at this point and your weaknesses and your competitors' strengths and weaknesses, because these are going to give you opportunities to be more resourceful in your niche. And after we do that, and after you do that solely, I want you to really evaluate some of the takeaways that you've taken from these modules. I want you to really highlight and thank yourself. Express your gratitude for all the accomplishments that you've made. Maybe you had no idea how to engage on social media, and now you do. That's really big, because there are corporations who don't even know how to do that, and now they're outsourcing for that. Maybe you've made a blog post that went viral. Woo, kudos to you. You have to acknowledge these things, because the more you acknowledge it and the more you express gratitude, the more it'll come to you. And I want you to really take away some of the challenges that you're leaving in this course. Maybe you need some additional help. And in this extra bonus week that you get, besides the 12, talk to me about it. What's really challenging you, so I can see how I can help and give you some tips before you go and graduate? Because this is something I want you to excel in, because your wins are my wins. So make sure you go through your business plan again thoroughly now that you've completed all the modules. See where the gaps are and fill them in. And if you need help, you know where to find me. And evaluate all of your takeaways, every single one of them, the good and the bad. And see where you can adjust or maybe revisit a module. Remember, these modules are here for a lifetime. And I update them very frequently, because the online space and the online world is always, always changing. So even when you're done, be sure to check back in the modules from time to time. I'll put an update list there to tell you what the latest updates are and how they can benefit you. I am so proud of you guys once again, and I will see you in our next live session.